What speech rights do students have while on campus? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Erica Salkin, associate professor of communication studies at Whitworth University, explores whether schools can do a better job at communicating what students can and cannot say at school.
In 1969, Supreme Court Justice Abe Fortas declared in Tinker v. Des Moines that students did not shed their constitutional rights to freedom of speech or expression at the schoolhouse gate. Those rights were not absolute, however, and were balanced against the ability to maintain an orderly and effective educational environment. Nearly 50 years later, the core of the decision remains. Public school students do have basic rights to express their ideas while at school. My research has looked at how those rights are communicated to the students themselves, and what schools might do to better clarify their students' speech rights and responsibilities. In a study conducted in 2016, I partnered with a Whitworth student to examine a random sample of student handbook language from 45 high schools, representing 15 different states. Some handbooks included information about student speech rights, but many did not. When that information was included, it was often written 2 to 3 grade levels higher than the students it was meant to serve. In comparison, those handbooks were also reviewed for language on dress code. Every handbook had something to say about appropriate clothing, and these sections were often written at grade appropriate or lower levels. We also ran a series of focus groups with public high school students, asking them to interpret what they thought those handbook entries meant. Their answers were striking. They wanted better defined terms and greater levels of context so they could figure out when their expression could mean consequences. They understood the need for an orderly school, but also craved the chance to openly share their opinions and perspectives. Ultimately, this research shows that public schools have opportunities to be more proactive about presenting information about speech rights and responsibilities of students. One step may be inclusion of handbook language written at grade level, which may make a real difference.
That was Erica Salkin of Whitworth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.